Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy hump day, all you beautiful radio listeners. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your afternoon. But let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What's happening, man?
I'm tired today.
Oh, get lost, dude. I am so jacked. You just stay out of it then.
I slept like doo-doo last night.
I don't care. I slept great. Don't care how you slept. I don't even know why I asked you anything. This is turning into one of those weeks where it is great to be a sports fan.
Yeah.
And I was just telling Jake, wouldn't this be a great week to have your own sports radio show? I mean, we've got so much friggin' stuff going on.
We do.
This is absolutely fantastic. Seahawks play on Thursday, so they clear the whole weekend, so I don't have to worry about them.
Yeah.
You got the Mariners in the middle of a series, which might end up being competitive against the Colorado Rockies if we saw what we have. You're seeing teams move up and move down in the standings, and it matters. Like, every baseball game matters. You got great college football games this weekend. You're getting to that what used to be the quarter mark of the NFL season, so you're going to really figure out who's going to be good and bad, man.
And now it's like the 22.9% mark.
Yeah, well, listen, hey, it's not a great weekend for math. It's a great weekend for sports, Jeff.
There
Russ,
we go.
Come on, man. Yes. I don't need you to match my energy, but I need you to raise it just a little bit. Just a skosh.
I'll try.
Can you work on that?
I will work on it.
We've got a task ahead of us. Anybody listening to this, we've got a task ahead of us. And this is critical. We do our take our pick every Thursday.
Yes.
The winner gets to come on this silly little show, pick along with us. Some people have said they enjoyed it. Rufio brought us sandwiches and said, thanked us 100 times.
Yeah.
Ton of fun. Love having listeners in and doing it. I'm going to have to record it this week because the winner of last week's pick'em can't call in because he'll be in the sixth grade. He's at school. So we all need to rally together. I was the worst in the pick'em. I tied with one listener. I think it's a listener. I don't know who it is. It was terrible. I had 7 correct games.
Ooh.
Kid had 13.
Ouch.
We've got some work to do.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm not going to hold up my end of the bargain. I do genuinely try to get these games correct.
Right.
I'm just terrible at it. So I need everybody to rally in. And here's why it's important. Listen, he can win once.
Yeah.
If he wins multiple times,
yeah, that's not good.
His head will not fit through doorways.
Right.
He's already got a big head. He's related to me. So help me out. Help my nephew out. Help my sister out. Help out for the greater good.
Yeah. Help
join
yourselves.
The pick'em. It is already posted online, the pick'em for week 4 of the NFL. It's all very important that we do this. So we just need to make the world a better place. Did you keep your eye on the Mariners last night?
I did.
Did you actually watch the game? Have you tuned in? Is that why you couldn't sleep?
Huh? Yeah, I was just so jacked.
I don't know, so jacked or just nervous for it. Man, I told my wife, I'm like, I don't need to watch the game on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I go, they're going to kill the Rockies.
Right.
We talked about this on the show yesterday. The Rockies are 200 runs worse than the next run differential.
Yeah.
They're negative 404 runs. It's terrible. They're a bad, bad baseball team. The Mariners had a chance to clinch the playoff spot in the American League last night with a win. All they have to do is beat the Rockies. We can do that.
That's all you got
to
do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they've made it as stressful as they possibly could. So now I'm sitting there pretending to watch a movie. We're trying to rewatch, and I've mentioned this on the show before. We're trying to watch all of the Star Wars movies in order of release.
Gotcha.
So not in the chronological order of the stories. We started, backwards. We watched Andor, which is pretty good.
Okay.
And then we watched Rogue One, which leads right into, like, it's on the same timeline as A New Hope.
Uh-huh.
So then we watched A New Hope. This is all over, like, 6 months. We're not, like, every night we got to watch a thing. And so then we watch that, and my wife's like, I don't know if I've ever watched them in order of what we did. So then we went New Hope, and we watched the original trilogy. And boy, now we're in that second trilogy, and it is
just... You mean the first trilogy?
Terrible. I've set up how we're watching. Don't be stupid. I know you didn't sleep. So we're watching, well, I don't even know what it's called. Return of the Sith? What's the last one?
Revenge of the Sith.
Oy, it... Ugh, we've tried to get through this thing, and we pick it up where it leaves off.
Yeah.
Probably on our fifth try.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. So we're sitting there watching it. My wife is falling asleep. She wakes up and sees that I've got my phone with the Mariners game on, no sound. And she goes, well, I thought we were watching the movie. I'm like, you just fell asleep. She goes, I just want, like, this to be our time. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But the Mariners are friggin' tied, and at that point,
that's
it
was where you pull all the Spicoli. If you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make it our time?
Yes, very good.
Yes.
So I'm trying to watch the game, and Dominic Canzone has at least hit the solo shot at this point, so it's tied 1-1. Well, then they get into another hole, and they're down 3-1. I'm just starting to stress me out. And so then we've decided, we're like, we're not making it through this movie tonight. So we scrap that. We go and do some other things. And I put in my time and I go, hey, mind if I check in on the game? I'd already checked in. I mean, let's be honest. I took a look at the score. But I go, it's the bottom of the eighth inning. I go, would you mind if I watch the final two innings of this baseball game?
Sounds like you turned it on just in time.
Woo, boy, did I ever. And you get a bean ball, then you get a walk, then you get another bean ball, bases loaded for Josh Naylor, two outs, and a double in the gap.
Would you like to hear what happened?
Let's play it. I'd love to hear
to the gap. Left center field. It touches down. Base hit. Riley scores. JP's wave at home. Julio to the plate. Josh Naylor. What a knock. What a moment. The Mariners have cashed it into the eighth inning.
Woo, and they held on. They win 4-3, and Julio was flying with his yellow shoes. I don't know who would wear yellow shoes, but he's wearing his yellow shoes, sprinting around the bases.
It's one of the team colors, right? Or on Sundays, anyway? Sundays.
We weren't wearing those. So then he ends up going from first to home on the double. The whole thing is fantastic. The bullpen comes in, does what they need to do. Munoz just takes care of things on the top of the ninth, and you get the victory. Yeah. So my thought on this whole thing is it felt very much like a game that Mariners of the past would have lost.
Oh yeah.
That was the walk away from it. Like everybody that's ever listened to this show knows I'm fully invested in this playoff run and I'm carrying the flag for all the Mariners fans out there on the fan, right? So let's go.
I wouldn't even say the Mariners of old. I'd also say the Mariners of very recently, in
of
terms
2 weeks
of, like,
ago.
Yeah, being on the road or, you know, playing.
Listen, the line of demarcation is going to be the Astros series. Mm-hmm. That's where, if they go on to do something unprecedented for the Mariners, I am drawing it at the weekend series that we just finished head-to-head against the Astros. You needed to win the series to win the division at all, because it would have been tiebreakers, and yes, you still could have done it with six games. But you needed to win that, and they didn't just win it. They swept it, and they swept it emphatically. Mm-hmm. And so where I'm putting it right now is post that series. If they lost their first game after that, boy, it felt very nice to eke out a win
over the terrible Colorado Rockies.
The other thing that you and I have talked about much over the weekend is that I am holding tickets to the final Mariners game against the Dodgers. I'm okay if it's for something. Right now, I'm kind of hoping it's for first place in the American League. You're only two games back of the Blue Jays. That is a real possibility. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers keep seeming to put the wrong guy out there. They've got 10 blown saves. It's a whole thing. I looked this weekend because I'm going there. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we get a little Saturday action? There are two options on Saturday in Seattle. I already mentioned the Seahawks are playing on Thursday. The two big sporting event options in Seattle on Saturday, Ohio State at University of Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And a 6:40 first pitch for the penultimate game of the Mariners season.
Yes.
Which one do you think costs more to get into?
You're not going to tell me it's the M's Dodgers.
M's Dodgers, $151.
That's your get-in price?
That is the get-in price, and this is only on the secondary market, because if you go to Mariners.com, every single seat is sold, which is fantastic. And I didn't look at Sunday, but I assume it's sold out too, so Sunday's going to be awesome. It is going to cost me $134 to get into Husky Stadium.
Looks like we got some pretty decent pitching matchups this weekend for that series, too.
The whole thing. So, Brian Wu is feeling fine. He will miss his scheduled start today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. He's still listed as a starter for tomorrow. But
sounds like they're probably going to rest him, but he'll be available for the playoffs.
Gotcha.
So, at least that's what I heard. It may change, but that's at least what I heard. So, that would throw off your pitching matchups for the rest of the week. But it doesn't seem to be anything that will affect him, that he will be unavailable. So, it should not be a lingering problem. He had a pectoral tinge, we'll call it. I don't even know that it was a strain, because nothing showed up on the test. He just was feeling uncomfortable in his pec, and now he's fine. So there you have it, man. It's going to be a great weekend. But yeah, Seattle Mariners tickets, more than the number one team in the country coming to play your undefeated Washington Huskies. And so I think we're going to probably figure out what we need to do to get into that stadium. So I can buy the tickets now, but Dusty suggesting that even cheaper on game day. So we may just wait till game day and just sneak our way into that stadium. So it is going to be a fantastic sportsing weekend. That doesn't even include Oregon, Penn State, Alabama's playing Georgia, BYU at Colorado. An entire slate of week four NFL football. The rest of the friggin' Guardians and Tigers are playing the series now. That is insane.
Yeah, then the Tigers got blown up last night.
Then the Tigers have the Red Sox. I mean, come on. Are you awake yet?
We're getting
Did
there.
I wake you up?
I got my Mio energy water over here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, we will try to wake you up with In Case You Missed It. Got the Ryder Cup coming up. U.S. team member Colin Morikawa said he hopes for absolute chaos from the crowds at Bethpage Black during the Ryder Cup. Morikawa said the home crowd can be an advantage. Yeah, get crazy. Do it like TPC Scottsdale. You put me on the first tee at a tournament like the Phoenix Open, I would need waste management in my pants. Get like that. Let's go. It's just... it's now the WM. They switch it. Come on, waste management. We know what it is.
Yes.
In case you missed it, Green Bay Packers pass rusher Micah Parsons downplayed his upcoming return to Dallas, though he admitted sacking his friend and former teammate Dak Prescott will be painful. Yeah, if it's painful for you to sack a quarterback, I think you're doing it wrong. It's supposed to be. What? No? No? You like that. Loyola Chicago's 106-year-old Catholic nun and men's basketball chaplain, Sister Jean, is retiring from the school and the church to follow her passion and become an Instagram model. Hey-o! Or health concerns. There were conflicting reports. What do you want? It's a very disappointing story. Minnesota Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards is focused on developing his post-up game and said this offseason he's been studying tape from both Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. Wow. Ooh. Yeah. Just once, I want a player to be original and say they spend the offseason watching tape of Bob McAdoo and Jeff Hornacek. Can we get some of that? Can we... Anybody on YouTube? You know what that is?
What's that?
So Jeff Hornacek used to brush his face when he was at the free throw line. Do you know why he did that?
No.
Wave to his kids. Okay. That's a good guy. Somebody be more like Jeff Hornacek.
I wasn't going to guess if it was like a Carol Burnett-style homage.
Now, he would do it like three times. Because
she
kids.
Did it. She did the ear tug.
Yeah. The end. There you go. That's exactly what it was. Finally, in case you missed it, Tom Brady addressed concerns about his dual roles at Fox Sports as an analyst and a partial owner of the Raiders, writing that only those, quote, paranoid and distrustful see a conflict of interest. Yeah, why wouldn't you trust Tom Brady, other than Deflategate or Spygate, or that he played for Michigan, or that he lied to his supermodel wife about retiring and then came back to play again, or the fact that he cherry-picked old former retired players like Gronk to get on his team just so he could win, or that he looks more and more like a Bond villain every day. Other than that, why wouldn't you trust Tom Brady? Come on. He's an angel. He would murder his own mother to win a football game, but he's an angel. God. Can he go away? Is that a thing?
Please.
Can he just retire? Like, he can stay an owner.
Yeah.
But can he just go away from the Fox thing? He's not great on the broadcast. And the commercials to try to get us to care about Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, thank you.
The ones last year were way worse, where his own ghosts were chasing him. Nobody ever believed in you, except for... Everybody calls you the GOAT.
Right, exactly.
She's like, haven't you accomplished? Do you know how hard I'm going to work at broadcasting? No, and I don't care. Can you be fun? I'd rather have Tony Romo. Do you know how hard that is for me to say? I would rather listen to Tony Romo.
That's rough.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. Yeah. All right, let's go to the Daily Buzz. It is next on the Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz. Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Mariners get the win. They have clinched a playoff spot. How the math works, I'm not 100% sure. They've got 88 wins, and if you look at the teams remaining and how they're going to... Don't worry about it. ESPN says they clinched. MLB says they clinched. Yahoo Sports says they clinched. They've clinched a playoff spot. My dad called me and tried to ask me how the math works out. They're in the playoffs. That's what matters.
Yeah, let's not overthink this. Huh?
Listen, he was trying to. And I said, thanks, but no thanks on the overthinking. They are in the playoffs with a win tonight. They can clinch the division. So you've got a matchup against the Rockies again. It is Tanner Gordon against Luis Castillo. This is a series that you have to sweep. It's just, again, we went through all the reasons for it yesterday, but the Mariners have put themselves in a position where they can potentially get the bye.
Ooh, yeah.
And even more importantly, they can finish the number one overall seed.
Ooh, yeah.
In the American League. They're only two games back. So if you look at the standings right now as it sits, Toronto Blue Jays are leading the American League East. They are only two games ahead of the division leader in the West, your Seattle Mariners. You've got two more games between the Guardians and Tigers. Whoever wins that series will likely win the division. There are a couple more games, but they are at a virtual deadlock right now.
Yeah.
You get a victory yesterday with the Guardians and a very ugly incident where Tarek Skubal threw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball off the face of David Fry, and it was really ugly. Skubal had a little breakdown over the thing, which, as you should. I mean, that's one of those things where you stop being a baseball player and become a human.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to hit somebody in the mouth with a baseball.
No.
So a little ugly incident there. Right now, the Astros would be the team on the outside looking in, which I'm perfectly okay with.
Yes, absolutely.
So having the way things shake out right now, you've got Boston as your wild card team, and then the Guardians and Detroit trying to figure that out. The Yankees would be your top wild card team, but they're only one game back of the Blue Jays. So the whole thing is just fun scoreboard watching. The best time to watch baseball.
Well, and the Mariners' magic number now to clinch the AL West also. Just, it's one.
It's one. They win tonight.
They win tonight, they get it. If the Astros lose tonight, they get it.
Yep. So there you have it. So tune in. Right now, one game underway. Fourth inning, Brewers-Padres, which we can get into the whole National League thing as we approach the weekend. We'll make sure to put that on our docket before we get to the end of the weekend. But Padres-Brewers, 0-0 right now in the top of four. So let's do
The Buzz.
The Buzz. Let's go to your Seattle Seahawks. They have a game tomorrow night against the Cardinals. It should be an interesting matchup. 2-2-1 teams. You're trying to get supremacy on the division. If we're looking at players to watch in this, Kyler Murray, 4 touchdowns, only 1 interception so far on the season. Sam Darnold, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. But this matchup is, for me, it's pretty even. Cardinals at home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple things that I want to point out. Here's your little fun facts for this game. Al Michaels is calling this game because he works for Thursday Night Football.
Correct.
The last Seahawks games that he did last year was a 6-3 affair in December.
Eesh.
The last time that he did a Seahawks-Cardinals game in Arizona, I don't know if you remember the 6-6 tie.
Oof.
All those years ago. So if you're looking for angles on it, I suggest that maybe you take the under.
The Buzz.
Sorry, one more time with that. You and I both using sound at the exact same time. Yeah, I think that is that's appropriate sound right there. So who knows if that'll actually happen. I was listening to Al Michaels talk about the preview of the game, and I was like, oh, God, I hope that's not a real thing. Quick little update. We know that Brian Daboll has committed to Jackson Dart for the game this weekend against the Chargers. He is your quarterback, starting quarterback for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, your backup. And Russell Wilson came out and said that he has committed himself to the organization, does not plan to ask for a trade or a release. We trust Russell Wilson not to change his mind. So that should be something worth watching.
The Buzz.
Mike Tomlin out talking a little bit of trash. I don't know if you heard this quote, but Mike Tomlin was recalling playing the Colts last year and pointed out that he told his team not to knock Anthony Richardson out of the game hit him with kid gloves because they were actually more concerned about Joe Flacco. That to me is hilarious. But then you look at it and what we're seeing from Daniel Jones right now, you've got Shane Steichen there working with our friend now known as Indiana Jones. But Daniel Jones looks great. They're 3-0, and it should be interesting. But, yeah, taking shots at Anthony Richardson for no other reason than just to take shots at Anthony Richardson was felt a little bit below the belt.
The buzz.
Should be worth noting that the New York Yankees also clinched a playoff berth yesterday as well. They had a walk-off 3-2 win over the White Sox. So if you're doing that scoreboard watching yesterday, super fun to see White Sox, the worst team in baseball history last year and one of the worst teams this year. Now the Rockies, the worst team in baseball history. Both had leads yesterday. So just watching scoreboards.
It's a beautiful game.
I'll tell you, man, it is absolutely something to watch. And then the other thing, and this is more of a question for you because
The buzz.
There are pictures circulating about Zion Williamson.
I've seen headlines. I've not yet clicked on any of them.
I just saw that picture that was attached with the headline. I'm not getting into this.
Yeah.
Is all the investigation about Zion Williamson, are we done with that?
Well, I think...
Is he a good guy? Is he cleared?
Well, I mean, has he lost a bunch of weight? Is that what the whole...
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. But wasn't there a whole another hubbub about him and, like...
Well, his focus perhaps being elsewhere...
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, like, it's the NBA. Are we done investigating? Like, is he, like, clear to play?
I mean, as far as I don't know. I've not heard, I don't know.
All right. That was my question. But there you go. Okay. We don't know anything else except for Zion Williams has lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Here's a new ad campaign. Let's get him and skinny Zion and skinny Luka. NBA, catch a fever.
Catch the fever.
Catch.
We're going to get skinny James Harden again, too.
Ooh, can we get all three guys? Are those the fattest guys in the NBA right now? Zion, James Harden, and okay.
Is Slim Fast still the thing? We need to get those guys an ad campaign.
Let's go. You got that stupid cereal campaign that the NFL wide receivers are doing that just look terrible in their Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and whatever Honey Nut Cheerios. Is that the other one?
Is it the one? It's Kelsey's when they mix them all together.
No, you haven't seen it? It's like Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, somebody else. Huh. And they're all wearing breakfast cereal uniforms.
Oh, okay.
They're competing against each other.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah, but the Kelsey brothers, they have like a three cereal mixture that they all pour all in the same bowl.
Of course they do. Yes. Those are fat kids at heart. Exactly. Let's be honest. That's great. All right, with that, let's gallop over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk and see what we missed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Wednesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. Time for The Subtext. We've got the clips, but what were they really saying? Let's listen in.
I think at the end of the day, our guys all know Micah. And again, I hope, because they know him, but guess what? He knows us. And he knows, you know, he knows the way they set. So, look, Mike is a great player. Mike is going to make plays. I just put that out there. Like, Mike is going to make plays. Does he get a sack? I hope not. But he might. He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
I don't think he had the full confidence in Jerry's decision there. Yeah. But yeah.
What makes you say that?
Just a guess.
Yeah. That's Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer acknowledging Micah Parsons is a good football player. Luke, do you see Mr. Parsons getting a sack against his old team?
I do, yeah. I mean, I know that there's a good historic offensive line there in Dallas, but Micah Parsons, he's taking this personal. I know that he doesn't want to go after his buddy, and he called Dak Prescott a mentor, but he wants to win this football game real bad. So if I'm looking at this correctly, according to Packers.com, they have won 10 of the last 11 games against the Cowboys and have been a perfect 5-0 at AT&T Stadium. So that includes a playoff route of said Cowboys when the Packers were just emerging. So I think the Packers get this done. The other thing that I heard was Matt LaFleur came out and said that apparently his team was talking 3-0 well before they bothered getting ready for the game against the Browns. So I think that was a big overlook. So I expect the Packers to be real ready for this game. I can't imagine what the conversations were in Green Bay, but I doubt they were without profanity.
No, I mean, Kirk, you know, lost his job last year, you know, but we're not even close to that moment with Mike. Mike had a bad game. We had a bad day. We had a bad day as a team. And it's easy for everybody to pile on, particularly like I told you, the head coach, the coordinator, obviously the quarterback, first in line for the wounds, right? And he's just in line right now. He had a bad game. He'll bounce back. A lot of confidence he'll bounce back, and I can't wait to watch the practice today.
Falcons head coach Raheem Morris squashing the quarterback controversy rumors before they start in Hotlanta. Will Michael Penix Jr. look better this week against the Commies?
I don't know if he will. Commanders have a pretty good defense. So I expect them to kind of look at the blueprint and go, all right, well, if the Panthers can get home against Michael Penix and they can disrupt the running game by loading the box and doing what they have to do, I think the blueprint is there. You've got a young quarterback, and they have said that they're going to ride with Penix. They've got Kirk Cousins making $100 million on the bench. But I think this is a year where I think they're willing to kind of go with the ups and downs of a young quarterback. Michael Penix is the future in Atlanta, so hopefully he figures some things out because it did not look good against a division opponent. But I think the Commanders, whoever plays quarterback in a defensive game, will have the leg up. And if they can get an early lead and force him into throwing situations, it's going to be even better for the Commanders, even worse for Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, it's been what I've expected the whole time. He's a cool guy. He doesn't get too high, too low on the sideline like me. But I think the biggest thing is just us just executing. We haven't done that at a high enough level to win football games.
Titans number one overall pick, Cam Ward, talking about his relationship with his coach and saying the NFL is what he expected. Luke, what do you expect from Cam Ward this weekend against the Texans?
What is it that leads to a team getting the number one overall pick?
Being really bad.
Yeah. Not a great spot to land. And it's always funny because you kind of hope Cam Ward does well. He's got ties to the Pacific Northwest with Wazoo, and going in to Miami and playing with Mario Cristobal obviously is what got him into the NFL and made him the number one overall pick. So there's enough ties that I'm kind of rooting for the kid. But the Titans are going to be terrible all year. It's good that he's on the same page as his head coach. And maybe that will turn into something where he can be one of those quarterbacks that has an okay rookie year and can grow with the coaching staff, because I feel like Jackson Dart's going to be playing for a lame duck coach here very quickly. Mm-hmm. But having some continuity there is a good thing. I don't think it translates into a matchup where you're playing a team that feels like it's desperation time for the Houston Texans. They've won this division the last 2 years. They've got C.J. Stroud, who's now an established veteran quarterback.
Yeah. Question mark? I mean, year three.
You've got a good defense in Houston. You've been in the playoffs the last couple of years. I think it's desperation time for Houston, and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at the kid. So it won't be great this week.
All right. We got a new fun game here, Mr. Ooh, Anderson.
I love fun games.
I got two clips for you. These will be two NFL head coaches talking about their quarterbacks. Listen to both. Tell me who you think will win the game based on the confidence level of said head coach.
Well, we put him in the game for the last 2 weeks, so we wouldn't put anybody in the game we don't feel confident with.
He's the greatest. He's the greatest. And it's almost there's almost something about him. I mean, it takes that hit. I mean, there's no facial expression that changes. There's no limp. There's no, you know, doesn't grab any. It's like it didn't even happen. But it there's something in his competitive fire. It just motivates him even more. It even takes him to another notch. You know, whatever fill in the blank is happening. I mean, he's one of one that I've ever seen at the quarterback position. You know, who's got that talent too to go with all the other ones. But I mean, he is the fiercest.
Pretty similar. First one, Coach Brian Daboll.
Very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And the second one, Jim Harbaugh. Let me listen to those one more time and see if I could find the differences.
Well, we put him in the game for the last 2 weeks, so we wouldn't put anybody in the game we don't feel confident with.
Okay, so that's Daboll talking about Jackson Dart. We put him in the game, so we must have confidence.
Yes.
And then it was Jim Harbaugh talking about Justin Herbert, and he said...
He's the greatest. He's the greatest.
I love guys who like football.
That game's going to be ugly. Yes. Boy, welcome to the NFL, Rook. You're going in for Russell Wilson just at the right time. This is 3-0 versus 0-3,
I believe.
Is that how
I believe? Oof. Let me double check.
Well, I'm 99.9% sure. This is interesting to watch from afar. Speaking of teams that we're connected to, with Justin Herbert being a Eugene local Oregon Duck great.
Yeah.
Watching him have a coach that is not only competent, and I know that some people have said that Jim Harbaugh is the greatest coach ever. One thing I do know for sure, he is better than Brendan Staley. I will say that. I will say that with confidence.
Yeah.
But Jim Harbaugh said that he woke up in a cold sweat because he had a dream that it was his obligation to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame.
That's my guy!
The greatest. The fiercest. The look in his eye. Man, it's going to be hard not to catch Chargers fever at some point.
Right.
And it's. I hope that it's not contagious. I hope that it's simple antibiotics that gets rid of it. But I'm starting to buy what the Chargers are selling. Well, it's pretty exciting.
And Jim Harbaugh is a psycho, a football psycho, but yes. That kind of like halfway, you know, likable kind of psycho. Now we'll see if, you know, if the act gets tired, but we've seen him doing this for a long time, whether it's Stanford, the 49ers, Michigan.
He seems to leave right around the time where it's just about to get tired. Cause yes. I don't know if I could have handled Michigan Jim Harbaugh much longer, especially with all of the cheating and everything that went on.
All of the
cheating.
Yes.
But same thing with the 49ers. He was just like, ah, this guy again. And then he moves to Michigan. So if he can time this just right, and this seems to be about the kid, not about the coach. So I always love that part of it. And the Harbaugh family turns out can coach, because guess who the special teams coach for the Seattle Seahawks is?
Jay Harbaugh.
Jim's son, Jay Harbaugh. And they looked like a pretty complete unit this last weekend against the Saints.
So. Guys that like football, they like me back.
All right, that's the subtext. I hope we read those things correctly. We'll figure out next week after these games culminate. But right now, we need to get to one more for the road. We do it next. It is Happy Hour on 105.1 and The Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to The Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool creams, and misters. Gotta go spell me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, Rusty Bottoms. What are they saying on the text toy? What are they saying on the YouTube chats? What do we need to know, my friend?
Eric Olson asking on the YouTubes, the Pick'em contest, is it on Facebook? He doesn't have Twitter.
We could probably get it on Facebook. We'll make sure that it moves on there. I was posting it on my account. We'll talk to Social Jake.
Yes, there we go.
And make sure that's on there. I assume we have a Facebook page on the station one. I'll make sure that he puts it up there.
Gotcha.
And blows it up. Makes it a big old deal.
There we go. On the text machine, this guy says, I was looking at taking the kids to their first baseball game this weekend because the in-laws are Dodger fans.
Oh, yeah.
The cheap seats 3 weeks ago were $81 a piece, 2 weeks ago, $91, and last week was $109.
$151 today when I looked it up for Saturday. I did not look at Sunday because I already got tickets.
There we go.
And they're not for sale.
And one more from the YouTubes. Lazink says, after you watch the last three Star Wars, you know, chapters 7, 8, and 9, you realize that Star Wars chapters 1, 2, and 3 are good in comparison.
Okay.
I'm not sure I necessarily terribly agree with
I guess we'll find
those
out.
Those last three do get pooped on quite a bit.
Well, I remember the first one, watching that and being kind of amped about it. I'm like, you made another Death Star? That was your... you bring in J.J. Abrams and your whole thing was like a bigger, meaner Death Star?
What?
How dumb was that?
Well, the worst thing about episode one was Jar Jar Binks.
Well, no, but I'm saying, I thought we were talking about the new...
Oh, I got you.
With Ray, the J.J. Abrams
one.
It was a second Death Star. We've done the Death Star like three times.
Well, we
come up with an original idea. And then it gets very, like, into people's heads and they're floating around and the whole thing.
How often do people get sucked back into going back to the old ex-girlfriend?
Are you a big Star Wars guy?
I enjoy Star Wars, yes.
So I brought this up to somebody who considers themselves a super Star Wars nerd.
Yeah, I'm not a super Star Wars nerd.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to get, if this ever bothered you. One of the things about the Star Wars universe that always threw me off was how we live on a planet with all of these different climates.
Yes.
And then in the Star Wars world, every planet has a single climate.
Yeah.
None of them have poles.
Yeah.
None of them have equators.
Hoth is just all ice.
Yeah. This one's all ice. This one's all forest. This one's an entire city. This one's a desert. Did you ever notice that?
It never crossed my mind.
Like, really? That's all you... And none of them have any unique climates.
Right.
None of them have, like, space climates, like Mars or gassy or this one you have to wear a...
Cloud City, right?
Yeah, but
everything was up in the air.
Again, we have let's just take the elements of Earth and then they're on these planets. And it's all so that is something that always bothers.
I guess they really missed having Earth, Wind, and Fire on the soundtracks, huh?
Yeah. Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
Did we get you awake? Did this show wake you up? My whole goal today was to get you used to. I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep well. Did we wake you up at all? What's that?
I'm doing fine now.
You're feeling better.
I'm fine now.
Was it the show or something else?
No, trust me. If I were on blow, I wouldn't be this fat.
All right. That was my goal today. Let's do. New York Mets. Talk about the New York Mets just. For 1 second.
Disasters.
They
were a long time. Or no, have they caught... Hang on a second here.
Hey,
this is what happens when I just pay attention to the American League and the Mariners.
You're fine. Mets get the win over the Cubs.
Okay.
They are right now sitting in that third wild card spot. Mm-hmm. So if they hold on, they've got two more against the Cubs, who are basically locked into a wild card spot anyways because they're not going to catch the Brewers. So the Cubs don't really care about this. Then they play the Miami Marlins. They have five games left in the season. If they make the postseason, they will become only the second team in Major League Baseball history to make the postseason with three different losing streaks of seven games or more.
Wow.
They lost seven games in a row in June, seven games in a row in August, and they just lost eight in a row in September.
Right.
So if they were to make it in, they would become the second team ever. The other team that was able to accomplish that?
The Mets.
The 2006 St. Louis Cardinals, who went on to
win the World Series.
So if you're a Mets fan and you're sitting out there, and I know we've got a big Mets fan, both physically and engagement-wise, coming into the studio next, there's still hope. And if you can get into the postseason, it's been done before. So just all you got to do is get into the tournament. So
you're telling me there's a chance.
Man, I'm watching just the different teams that still have a chance at this. And if you were to tell me that the Arizona Diamondbacks could get in, and if you get in, you got a chance, the Cincinnati Reds, the Guardians in the American League still have a shot at getting into this thing. I mean, the expansion of the postseason for Major League Baseball is, I think, one of the best moves that they've ever done. Just so you don't, we don't have to worry about the one-game playoff at the end of the year. We get more interleague play during the season when they shook up the schedule a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So now we have this Dodgers series at the end of the Mariners schedule. They are one element away from making this damn near perfect.
Okay.
And it's expansion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm rooting for Portland. I don't think I need to tell you that if Portland had a team and that team were in this race, how much better that would be.
Oh, no kidding.
But getting to 32 teams and being able to set up even divisions, mm-hmm. so whether they're talked about doing eight four-team divisions or 4 8-team divisions or whatever it is, and regional and all of that.
Yes.
But if you can get it where you could finish out the season, and because you have an odd number of teams in each division, having division matchups as your final matchup of the season is the only thing that we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just make a small shift in the schedule where the Mets had a chance to make the playoffs, but they have to go up against the Phillies.
Right.
Or they have to go up against the Nationals. Or yeah. put the Braves in the same, whatever divisions you
Dodgers,
have matched
Padres.
Up. If the Astros series that we just saw this last weekend were the final series mm-hmm. of the season.
That would have been bananas.
I mean, it would have been. So baseball, whatever you think of all the changes that they've made, and I know that they just made another one where you're going to get the ABS system where you're going to have anti-lock brakes on the – no, that's not right. You're going to have the review on the balls and strikes and all of this. It feels like over the last couple of years – I don't know how bigger bases make a difference. I know I was weird about the zombie runner in extra innings, which honestly for speed of play is – I got to say it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
The pitch clock – all of the elements that they have changed, baseball seems to be on the right track. Just I think we're one thing away from making it just really epic.
Yeah, it's like they're finally embracing modernity.
It is.
It for so long.
Listen, at some point you have to break out of the 18th century.
Yeah.
And I mean they were like, this is how we've done it. We're always going to do it that way. And now you're getting very, very close. The series happening right now between the Guardians and Tigers. If you're not a baseball fan and you want to be a fan, jump in on that because that's going to be absolutely intense. And they just played, less than a week ago. Mm-hmm. So this is the second series at the end of the season. Just figure out the scheduling, make it great. This is going to be, like I said, one hell of a sports weekend. It starts tomorrow with the football, at least for me, with the Seahawks and Cardinals. But tonight, you get more Rockies and Mariners, and that series between the Tigers and the Guardians, number one on my list. So anything else you want to add before we take off here, young man?
Go M's.
Go M's! Let's go!
Let's get this sucker wrapped up tonight.
Just sweep the freaking Rockies. You're supposed to do it. Should be easy. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jeff Rust. And as always, thank you, Isaac Rupp. We're done. For now. Bye-bye.
Come on. Always look on the right side of life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.